found everywhere you can listen to podcasts. It's Caffeinated and Confused with Hannah.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
How do you say your last name?
Pizorski.
Pizorski. Okay, yep. I can never figure it out. And I'm like, pause, like Pizorski.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Well, welcome, Mike Pizorski, to the podcast. How are you doing? We were just kind of catching up on life. It's been a long time since you've been in here.
Yeah, good. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been, I think we did it back in 2021, so a couple of years now, yeah. A few years.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute, and I feel like, you know, a lot of life has changed since then, and here we are. I know you and I had a really good talk the first time you were on, so I was like, I got to get Mike back on the podcast.
Yeah, I reached out to you like last year.
I know, and I don't know why I never saw that.
Yeah, so I was. I mean, I've been reaching out and getting on different podcasts, and if people ask me, you know, to go on and just to share about the work that I do and stuff like that, and you were really great. So yeah,
well, thank you so much. Yeah. Really stroking my ego over here.
No, you were a good interviewer, and like I enjoyed it. So you asked like good questions, and I think I did a reading for you too.
Yeah.
At the end, so yeah. that was cool.
Might have to get into that again today, see where life is going to take me.
Sure, that's no problem with me. So
I'm excited because I'm just so into psychic mediums. I'm just like, your world is just so fascinating to me, and I know that it's fascinating to a lot of people as well. So I posted that you were going to be on today, and I've already gotten like a bunch of messages like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to listen. That one's going to be so great. So I'm just super excited to be able to like have people learn more about what you do,
sure.
you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like people never know where to go, especially in our area. I guess in bigger cities, there's probably more places to go. But for people who are intrigued or interested in having private readings and stuff, feel like it's nice for them to be able to listen to someone who they can go to.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think people should be educated on it because from like the outside looking in, if it's something that you're not really interested in or you've had a good experience with, I think I would say that the majority of people dismiss it or think mm-hmm. it's weird or strange or, you know, con artists and that sort of thing. So I think that the more people know about it, like the more knowledge that's brought forth and the truth of it, it can be more positive because I still think it's in a light of like not super great. I mean, that's what I believe. That's what I think anyways. But I think it's good for like you and other people that are doing podcasts or interviews or helping get the word out in that way. Like that's positive. So many people are misguided or they don't get the right information or they don't understand it correctly. So I'm trying to help in that way too with teaching people. And I think I do a pretty good job of that just through like the actual work itself, but having opportunities to talk and to share about more in depth about like what it really is and what it's not, because that's a big thing. I think people have this idea of like hauntings and the scary in the movies and stuff like that. And that somehow gets imbued with this and mm-hmm. that's like not it. So that's another discussion, but yeah, having the right information is super important.
Or the people that, you know, I feel like the non-believers are probably people who have maybe heard a story from someone who had a bad experience because they didn't put in the research or they didn't, you know, go to someone who is reliable. And so that's another thing where it's like people are just going off maybe one person who had a bad experience, so then it makes them a non-believer. So it's just important to learn more about who you're going to see for sure.
That's true. I mean, there are people that do this work in like in any profession that are not reliable, that are not trustworthy, are doing it for the wrong reasons. I mean, that's not just in this, but in everything. So it is really, really important that you do seek someone out who has testimonials or like it's a referral and things like that. Because I mean, I've gotten readings from people in different places and they weren't like, not to knock them, but they weren't that good. Like, yeah. And if I was skeptical, I would be like, this is total nonsense. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're kind of like, I don't know what they're doing, but it's not like evidential. It's not factual. It's kind of general. And it's not to say that like, you know, they were wrong or like they're, you know, they're not legitimate. There's another side of this of training and development. So there's that too. So someone could go get a reading from someone and it not be that good, but it doesn't mean they're not legitimate. It means they just may need to train more, which another topic of discussion, like it needs to be developed and trained.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, definitely seeking out someone that is reliable, has a website, you know, has testimonials. That's super important.
We have to get into all that because I am just so intrigued, like I said. But I do start my podcast, and I guess I didn't warn you about this, but I start every episode with the pit and peak of the week. So like what your high of the week is and what your low.
Oh,
so I'll give you a minute to think about yours, and I'll go first with mine. My pit was that I had a 2-day hangover this weekend. And it's been a minute since I've had one of those. And you want to know what? Like, it wasn't even worth it because I was home early. I was trying to be responsible. And then I was still hungover for 2 days. Sunday, I'm in the back seat of my friend's car. Do you know what the Showcase of Homes is? Have you ever heard of that?
No. Mm-mm.
So it happens. They do one in the Appleton area and the Green Bay area where you can go into all of these, like, just built homes and get design ideas and whatever. So my friends and I went on Sunday, and I'm in the back seat with my friend's 1.5-year-old. Who just, like, I think she just knew that I was hungover and that my head was pounding, because she just, and like screaming in not like a crying way, but in a fun way. And I would open my eyes and she would just be staring at me, like looking through my soul, like, yeah, I know you're hungover and I'm gonna keep screaming. So I was like, oh no. But then I got a Bloody Mary and I was okay until the next day. So that was my pit, is that I'm too old and I can't even hang out until 11 p.m. anymore without a 2-day hangover. And my peak was that yesterday was beautiful. I got out golfing in the morning with my dad, played the best round of golf ever of my life. I crushed it, and then had a grill out with some friends last night. So it was just like the first really nice day, a glimpse into the summer ahead. So
yeah, that sounds nice.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I saw a picture.
Did you post it in
Green Bay here? You went golfing? Mm-hmm. Nice. I guess, okay, so my pit. Well, I wasn't hungover this weekend, so
jealous.
I can't say that for myself, but I do work a part-time job.
Okay.
Like, still, and it's not the most fun. So I would say that, like, the beginning of my week, going to work at 6 a.m. and that's kind of a daily thing. I would say that's probably the low point of my week and of every week as of right now. But peak, did you say the peak?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was probably yesterday. I did a reading for a woman over Zoom and it went really well. I mean, most of my readings do. But like those really on a consistent basis, like my overall week is basically work, my part-time stuff. And then, I mean, the peaks of my weeks are my readings. Like that's helpful, that, wow, that was awesome. Like the evidence that came through, like that one was really helped. And that definitely has to be, I mean, for this week that, but most weeks that's basically what it is. So.
Yeah, I imagine that does, because essentially, depending on what the reading is for, like you're really putting people at ease and you're like changing their lives in certain ways. So
yeah.
I can imagine that would be just a really cool feeling to hang up that call and be like, man, like I really, you know, I made that woman's day or life, whatever, a little bit better.
Yeah, that's what's so great about it. I mean, the connection during the reading itself is like, I mean, it is supernatural, if you want to call it. I mean, it's not totally woo-woo, but there is a certain element to it that like lifts me up, you know, so like I feel good.
Yeah.
Like not only do people receiving it, but I also feel like healed in some way because I'm getting out of my own way, out of my own personal life, like, and I'm totally having to shift my mind into a different space. And that space happens to be very light and good. And then when things come through and people receive that, it's like they share in that experience. So it's like, you know, the more I do that kind of stuff, the happier I am. So, yeah.
I love that. Okay. So we need to talk because I just need to know. I know we talked about this on the podcast years ago, but like I was telling you before, my brain just doesn't comprehend the last couple of years. So I just forget everything. How did you get started? How did you realize you had a gift? Were you a child? Like how did that whole thing start?
It started since I was a child, basically like 3 or 4. I don't have like very vivid memories. I have a couple, but like what I remember the most and like when I like really realized that I could do this or I was having these experiences when I was in my late teens, I would see, I mean, auras around people. So like not just in my mind, but like literally if I'm looking at you, like I'd see white, like a white aura appearing around you.
Oh.
So I would be sitting in class, like, and this was a lot of these experiences, like these physical kind of objective experiences happened after I graduated high school. So I started seeing auras around people. I started seeing spirit people, like I'm looking at you. I would have these occurrences that it really made me question my own sanity, for one.
Seriously.
And also, like, just reality itself. I was also really intrigued, like, naturally to, like, metaphysical type stuff, like spirituality, like nothing in school. I was never interested in anything. It was, like, more personal development, spirituality. And, like, I always thought that was kind of neat. But I had, like, those experiences too as a child. So I had things that'd be in my home, and growing up, and I'd see, like, silhouettes of people standing in our house, or people around my teachers, that sort of thing.
Oh my
but
gosh,
like,
that'd be so creepy as a kid.
Yeah, it was. I was not a kid too that, like, it felt good. I was terrified.
Yeah.
So, like, I had a hard time sleeping in my own room. Like, I was scared a lot.
I mean, I would be too. Jeez.
Yeah, and I think there was a period where, from, like, early childhood to, like, my teens, I think I shut it off because I don't remember a lot, like, experiences then. Mm-hmm. But then I think as I started getting older and I started questioning things for whatever reason, and, like, graduating high school, like, who am I? Like, all those questions that come up, like, when you're leaving high school and your friends and all that. Then these things started happening, and then it was, like, reminding me of my childhood. So I'm like, something's going on here. But I think I really realized it when I was, like, 18.
Wow. So when you talk about the auras, like, would it just be, do certain people have auras, or do you have to, like, is it like a light switch you can turn on to see someone's aura? Like, how does that work?
So everyone has an aura. I don't know why I would see them around certain people.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I remember, like, really vividly sitting in my environmental science class at the center. I graduated Roncalli in Manitowoc, and then I went to the center. I went to Milwaukee too, and I had experiences there. But I remember, like, sitting in class, and I'm looking at my teacher, and I'm like, what? Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Like, because I didn't know what an aura was. I didn't know what psychic meant, or, like, what any of that stuff was.
Yeah.
Or mediums. Like, no knowledge base of that at all. Other than, oh, yeah, I see this kind of stuff. I remember this when I was a kid, but that was basically it. So, yeah, they would just appear around random people. Just at random times.
And what are the different colored auras? Like, do I have one right now?
Yeah, you do. If I would do a reading for you and, like, open up, I would see a color.
Okay.
So when I would see them initially, they were just white. So I wouldn't see any color. It was just, like, one prominent, just white, basically. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to talk, and then I want you to do some kind of reading, because I want to know what kind of aura I give off. Mm-hmm. It's probably a crazy one. all right, so you were 18 when you kind of figured out that this was something, that you were different, or that you had a gift that other people don't have. So then how did you decide to roll with that, or, like, what are the next steps that you take there?
Yeah, so I kind of confided in my mom. Because I was like, who am I going to tell this to? Because, like, these things are happening. And she understood it completely, because she had had similar experiences and still does. So we both were kind of, like, unsure. We kind of, like, maybe we're both crazy. Like, maybe that might be a possibility. So, like, we both kind of accepted that. But she's the one that really became interested in it. So, like, she went out in the community in Manitowoc and kind of, like, seeked out people that were in the spiritual community, maybe could give some guidance. And I don't know if she even knew that she could get any sort of guidance in the spiritual community. So, but that's what she did. That's just how it worked out. And then she would have these, like, psychics over to the house, and they would, like, read her and stuff like that. And then they picked up on me, but I never wanted anything to do with it. Like, I was like, I don't want to be around them. Like, that's weird. You know, I'm just going to, like, turn off completely to all of that.
Especially being, like, an 18-year-old guy, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're just like, I don't want to do any of that stuff. Like, I'm an 18-year-old dude. I want to go, like, talk sports with my bros.
Yeah,
you know?
No. Yeah, go drinking and, like, hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't anything to do with spiritual stuff. But strangely, I had an interest, and I didn't know why. She would have these people over, like, on a conscious level, like, I didn't want anything to do with it, but something deeper was, like, pulling me towards it. I'm like, something's interesting. Like, I want to know more about it, but I was also kind of pulling myself away, basically out of fear. But so she would have these people over, and they would do readings for her, and they picked up on me and said, you know, oh, you have a kid who's psychic and this and that. And she had shared information about my childhood, and they're like, oh yeah, like, he has this gift, this ability, and stuff like that. And then my mom convinced me to go see a psychic woman that lived in Manitowoc, And she's like, I'll pay for it. Just go and do this. Because she knew I was struggling with like these experiences and like all this sort of thing. She's like, this might help. And this woman didn't know me at all. Like when I went to see her, she didn't know me. She didn't know anything about me. My mom didn't tell her anything about me. And like she read me. And that was kind of like my first experience with a psychic. And she knew things that like there's just no way of knowing. So, for example, like I sat down and like the first thing she said to me is she's like, you do not need to worry about being schizophrenic and you shouldn't tell people hearing voices. They want to put you on medication. And I was like, how did she know that?
Yeah.
Like that was what I was thinking about. Like,
yeah.
Maybe I'm nuts. Maybe I do need to be on some medication. Like yeah. This is a normal.
Why am I hearing things and seeing things?
Exactly. Yeah. And she was like, she's like, you don't need to worry about it. You have a gift and you have an ability to communicate with the other side. So that was like the introduction of like, that was her first thing she said. And I'm like, yeah, that's basically like why I'm here. Like, how did she know that? Like, you know, so I was like, really, I became more interested in that because so she sees things too, obviously. And she can tune in with that. And I was interested then and I when took classes and stuff like that to develop it. But yeah.
Wow. I didn't even think of the schizophrenia thing. Like that's actually a valid concern. You're like, why am I hearing voices in my head and seeing things? Yeah. Like I didn't even think of that being something that would freak you out.
Exactly. So it was like not a thing. I mean, I didn't think of that when I was a kid, but like as you get older, like you look into stuff, like you want to like be educated on your life, I guess you could say. The thing that like I understood was like when I started doing the readings though, like I was right though. Like it wasn't like mumbo jumbo, like random hallucinations. Like it had some meaning to it. Like it was correct. You know, like I would see people explain what they look like to a T, their names, how they died. If that's an aspect of being schizophrenic, I don't know. But like at the same time, I was right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like how I came to accept that.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, well, maybe I'm not nuts. Maybe there's just a gift here. And if I am, like I'm still right.
Yeah, my nuts is helping people. Yeah. So
I have to use it. I can't just hold on to it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you said you then started training. Like what does that entail? Are there different people who help you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot with that. So when I started, I just took like weekend workshops of like with shamans. There's actually a woman in Green Bay. She has like a retreat center for like holistic healing, and she also does psychic work and mediumship stuff. She had like a psychic workshop and I went to that. So that was like my first thing, and I did like psychometry. So like I would hold on to an object, like someone's ring or watch, and I could pick up information about it. It just came naturally. Like I would hold it or I would hold someone's stuff like in the class in front of everyone. I just knew stuff about it. Like I remember reading for this woman and she gave me her wedding ring, and I told her like where she was gifted this ring, like in this park and like the scenery and like the whole thing. And like these images would come into my mind that I'm like, this is wild. Like this is crazy. Like how do I know this? How am I seeing this? So like that was the psychic stuff. And then like a month or two later, I went back to the same place and there was a mediumship workshop. So a teaching lesson here for anyone, like psychic and mediumship are two different things completely. Like everyone is psychic, but not everyone's like a medium.
Ooh.
So if that makes sense. So mediums like
medium
talking
like
to
the dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the psychic work is like, if I were to like you could do it too. If I could, I would give you my keys or something. And if you held on to it, you could read me. You could get things that you wouldn't know about me. So anyone can do that. Anyways, I went to the mediumship one. I did a reading for this gentleman and his grandparents came through. And I'm like, I gave him their names. I like told him what they look like. I knew how they passed. And like, he was like blown off his chair.
Yeah.
Like, and so was I, because I'm like, holy shit. Like, this is like, there's really something here. Like, I'm not completely nuts, you know? That kind of like snowballed. So I went back to, because this is in Green Bay, I went back to Manitowoc and I started doing just like readings for people for free. You know, I would do like psychic stuff and then some mediumship stuff. And I kept kind of just going from there.
This is where my mind goes because I'm a crazy person. But when you said the thing about how you can like hold people's objects, I would totally just go grab people's objects just to be like, I want to know more about you. I'm going to get your deep, dark secrets.
Yeah. I mean, you can do that.
Yeah.
But like ethically, probably not the best.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, but you know, it's not your fault that you have the abilities, you know?
Yeah.
You didn't choose that life.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Wow, that's so crazy. So when you see, when you do the mediumship, so you actually see the, because I feel like I, you know, I watch all the silly television shows and stuff, and there are people who say they don't actually see the person, but they just see objects, or how is everyone different?
So for me, it started like with objective experiences. So they would be like, I would see them like I'm looking at you. And then usually what happens with mediums is that they will have these kind of like wild, vivid experiences. And I believe personally that it's meant for them to kind of get on that path. And then it like turns more subjective to where it becomes more of like in my mind, I'll see them or I'll hear them, but it's not, I don't really see them anymore. It's very rare that like I'll see like a spirit person like in the room with you. It'll be like I'll know like intuitively like who it is, just become like a knowing, or I'll see them in my mind as like a separate kind of daydream, like me talking with you. I'll be like in the same, a different frequency of seeing something in my mind. So yeah, so it's more internal. I believe that the more you do this type of work, it becomes more of a subjective, like internal kind of experience for people who are mediums.
Do you ever see, because I imagine you are trained enough now where you can kind of turn it on and off, where so it's not like happening all the time.
Correct.
But are you ever in public and you'll see someone and like have a message for them?
That has happened, but I'm usually like turned off completely, where even if I do, I might feel something, I don't share it, because I've just learned that like I don't know where that person is in their life. If they are grieving really hard or if they are super skeptical, they might react negatively. And like, I don't need that. I don't need to be awkward. So
that
like,
would be kind of a weird thing to just go up to someone at the store and be like, hey, so your dead mom is talking to me right now.
Yeah. And I think like it's dependent on people's personalities. Like, do you know Teresa Caputo?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like she's very extroverted, like very outgoing. Like I'm more introverted. So like it doesn't fit my personality to go up to someone and start telling them that. But she does that. And it works. So it's like, I don't think it's like right or wrong. I think it's really dependent on the person. But at the same time, like you don't know where they are in their life. Like you might freak them out or they might react negatively towards you. So I kind of stay away from it.
Probably smart. I mean, she also, you know, is famous and has a television crew, and I'm sure some kind of production is going up to that person. I'm sure there's a lot more to it than just her going up to. But I was hooked. I used to love that show.
Yeah.
What was it? Long Island Medium.
Yeah.
With her long nails and her big hair. Oh, yeah. I loved her. Saw a night of crush on him. Frankie. Great show.
Yeah.
I did get to interview her once, actually. That was pretty cool. When I lived in Milwaukee.
Oh, really?
She called into the radio station I worked in, and we talked. I told her I loved her son, and then she gave me tickets to her show that night, which was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's. I went to a show of hers at the Rush Center. That was when I started. So she was like an inspiration to me. Like I looked up to her and I saw her TV show. I'm like, she's amazing. You know, that's a good goal to have, you know, something
for
like
sure.
her, like impacting people in that way. And she's a really good medium.
So what do you do? So I know you, before we started the podcast, you had told me about an upcoming event you have. So do you do certain events? You do one-on-one? What are all the different things that you offer?
Yeah. So I have an event coming up in April 5th at the Lighthouse in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. And that's like a public demonstration. So that's like with a group of people, like an audience. Not everyone during those settings like get a reading, but like everyone can benefit from it, from just seeing like readings happen and seeing other people have that kind of experience. I think that's healing in itself. But usually around 10 people, it varies, but I try to get to as many people as I can during those events, which are usually like about an hour and a half. And then I also do private group readings. So that's like with family and friends, if you like want to have like 8 or 10 people or whatever, like a closer group of people. And those I travel to. So I go to people's homes and I do those. And then I also do like one-on-ones, like one-to-one sittings, readings. So people can come to me in Manitowoc and I do like private readings like in that way too. So.
And then do you do, for the group settings or personal readings, I assume it's like an hour, or you could choose like the time that you want to sign up for?
Yeah, so it's about, so private group readings are 90 minutes, like the events, and then my one-to-ones are like 45 minutes, but I'm even considering to do less time even, because it doesn't take a lot of time.
Yeah.
These things happen like very quickly. And I felt like an hour was just too long.
Yeah.
And it becomes too much of like either like a counseling thing or like a teaching thing, which is not like the purpose of the session. Yeah, right now it's like about 45 minutes, but that might go to a half an hour. I don't know.
Well, I guess that makes sense. Like 90 minutes, if you're with a group, then you get more time to try to get to everyone. But yeah, and you don't want to, you know, have an hour, 45 minutes, and then you're just trying to fill the space by saying stuff. And you're like, okay, I think we kind of got everything in, but then you feel like you have to do it for as long as the person signed up for.
And I know people, like, even when I was doing the 45 minutes, and anyone who's listening, like, they think that's not enough time, and it's like, it's more than enough time. Like, trust me, like, I what I've been experiencing lately is like 30 minutes is like, that's like that's the majority of the session. Like, you're gonna get what you need in that about 30 minutes, but the extra 15, the extra 10 minutes can also be good too, because people like to talk about it, you know, they have questions and stuff like that. So I've kind of kept it for those reasons. But
okay, and people can sign up on your website.
Yeah, MikePozorski.com.
And I do have another question, because I know, what year did you get married? I don't think you had gotten married yet when you came in here.
No, we got married in 2021.
2021, okay. Yeah. So I can't remember if we talked about this or not, but how did you approach your gift to like someone that you're starting to date? You know, like, how do you bring that up? What number date do you bring that up on?
Yeah, right. I read her at my apartment, like on one of our first dates.
Really?
Yeah. She was skeptical. And I'm like, well, just let's try it and let's see what happens. I'll just show you, like, this is what I do. And I said, there's a gentleman standing next to you. He's with you, and it's your father. And I'm like, has your dad passed? And she said, yes. And I said, he's talking about a car accident. He passed away tragically. She's like, yeah, he died in a car accident. And like a couple other things came through, like about her. And I'm like, that's basically what I do. And she was like, wow, that was interesting.
Yeah.
You know? So like Danielle was like always open to that. She was never like cynical or like closed off. Like you couldn't be if you're with me.
Yeah.
Like that wouldn't work. But she was open to the possibility. So yeah, she comes to my events and things like that. She's very supportive. But
yeah, because that would be an interesting subject to broach when you're, you know, on like a first, second date. Like, by the way,
well, I found it harder like past to like approach people's families.
Oh, yeah.
Like their siblings. Like that's way harder.
Yeah.
I feel like, because like they don't really know me. I'm pretty nice. Like I'm humble, like, you know, not being like egotistical or anything, but like I am pretty nice, you know, and like people can make quick judgments about like, oh, he's a what? He's a medium? Like, what is that? You know?
Imagine coming home and telling your family, like, I'm going to bring this guy home just to let you know he sees
awkward
dead people.
Silence. A horrible, awkward silence moments.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Terrible, terrible.
That is hilarious. And I mean, how wild, you kind of met the dad on one of your first dates.
Yeah, yep.
You're like, he approves of me, just letting you know.
Yeah, slip that in there quick.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. And here I thought like talking about my job is on dates is annoying. Mostly just because people, well, and I suppose with you too, they have so many questions. And I'm like, I just, you know, don't want to talk about it. Okay, so everyone, I need to go to your website and get more info and book some stuff, because I just think it would be great. But I do want, if you're up for it, to do a reading on me. I'm intrigued now.
Yeah. Sure.
So I don't know, you know, what you have to do, what I have to do. Do I have to ask questions? I don't know how this works.
Just yes and no. The less that I know about you, the better.
Okay.
So that's an important point there. But let me tune in with you and we'll kind of just see. We'll see what comes in. Okay. So I do want to start off psychically with you, because I know you've asked about your aura and stuff like that.
Yes.
So what I'm seeing around you, you look nervous.
I am. Yeah. I'm like, oh no, what am I going to find out?
No. So I'm seeing a lot of red around you. So that's like showing me that you are, one, entrepreneurial and you're business minded. You're also very passionate, and also you're a very grounded person. Although you said you're crazy, kind of flighty, whatever. I feel like deep down though, you're pretty grounded, like down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I feel around that too. I feel like with you, like once you get into something, like you either become obsessed with it or you just get really passionate about it. And that's like really important for like your life's path. Because you're not meant to be doing like normal, like kind of regular work. Nothing wrong with that 9 to 5. But I don't see you like personally fitting into that societal standards. Does that connect
with
you?
Can I actually tell you something really funny?
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious that you just said that, because I quite literally yesterday, while I was driving in my car, had that same thought. I was like, wow, I really like, because I was listening to the Ariana Grande album on repeat, and I thought to myself, I really have kind of a obsessive personality. Like when I like something, I will run it to the ground, or mm-hmm. I will shout it from the rooftop. That's so funny. I literally just thought that yesterday.
Yeah. And like, so when I see red around people, that's kind of showing me like more about you. So the colors of the aura can give me more like a connection to you, like who you are as a person. So like, that's like, I feel like part of your personality. I also am getting to, you're also intuitive, and that can also aid you greatly in the work that you do. So I do feel like you do get a good read off of people, and I'm getting a sense of like, you need to pay attention to that more in your life though. And I feel like, I don't know if that has to do with like relationship stuff with you, but I feel your intuition is very strong. Like you're aware of that in some sense. So I don't know if you, it almost a sense of like, you get a vibe off of people
mm-hmm.
and you understand people, you know,
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I always say that. I'm like, I'm very much, I can meet someone one time
yeah.
and know if they're good or bad.
Right. Yeah. So you have that. And so your aura, it's purple. So I'm seeing that. That's just showing me intuitive, spiritual kind of connection. So like, those are kind of the two colors that I'm seeing right now. So what that also means is like, those two things are pretty important in your life right now. So your business work, and maybe relationships type stuff, and trusting your intuition are probably in the forefront of your mind. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. Why do I not trust my intuition though?
Yeah.
I'm still single, and I feel like I know when situations are bad, but then I stay in them.
Yeah.
So I should start walking away right away.
Trusting.
Oh God.
Trusting that higher kind of mind, if
okay.
you will. So that's like your intuition, and that never steers you wrong. There are times where like we question it or we're unsure and this and that. That's basically fear of like what will happen and this and that. And following your intuition is actually really difficult, because a lot of people, I mean, that's why most people don't do it.
Yeah.
Because it like takes courage. You have to change. You have to do stuff you don't really want to do. But it pushes you outside of your comfort zone. And it helps you grow. And I think that's like the real purpose of your intuition. It's supposed to be pulling you to growth and expansion, which is not comfortable. So that's probably why you don't maybe listen to it
yeah.
sometimes.
Oh, shoot.
And hey, I'm the same way, you know, so we're all kind of in the same boat with that.
Well, and I feel like I'll have the intuition or I'll know, but then I always have that little part in the back of my mind. I'm like, but maybe it could change,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then it never does. And I'm like, why didn't I listen to myself in the first place?
Yeah, I think one of the big things I want to teach people is that your soul, your intuition, like those things are kind of connected. Like you have a purpose here. I mean, part of your purpose is like relationship type stuff too. It's not just like completely your work, you know, it's other aspects of your life, but it always guides you to like where you need to be and what you need to be doing. And I think like, if you feel like in your life, and I'm not saying this is you, but like anyone like lost, I think a lot of the main reason for that is just like a lack of following that. Because when you're following that and doing that, like what you feel is right, you kind of just find yourself in positions that are good.
Yeah.
Like in that grow. And then when you're not doing that, it's like you're lost or even maybe depressed or anxious, don't know what to do, this and that. And I think it all really stems from like intuition in some strange way, but yeah.
Interesting. You're not the first. I've seen psychics before that have also told me that they see that I have intuition and stuff, but I just need to, I guess, learn how to
yeah.
trust that more.
Yeah, you just are more open to it. So like everyone has it. It's just like usually it's just through life experience, through perhaps like trials and like difficulties that we come to it, you know, that there's like a longing to like really want to do good,
yeah.
you know, and then that's when people kind of hit upon something deeper. But like if your life's always like perfect and amazing, it's like there's not real need,
yeah.
you know, to like go deeper, to really figure things out, if you will. So that's probably another reason.
Can you see anything with my hot mess of a dating life or relationships or anything like that? Is that something you can?
I feel... So the first thing that was coming in was like your work stuff. A sense of like that is like more of a priority. I feel like that's taking number one, if you will. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's correct. Like, you shouldn't, I don't feel you should give too much attention to kind of the relationship stuff at the moment. It doesn't feel quite there. I feel like you're still like finding yourself in figuring out who you are and kind of what you want to do and share with people. I feel like you're getting there, but I feel like there's more yet. I don't, does that make sense? There's
kind of, yeah.
There's kind of like something more. I do feel like you're going to be doing, in the next few months to a year, I feel like you're going to be doing something new with either this podcast or something else, but there does feel like there's something new emerging.
Hmm.
So I feel like be open to that. So I feel like something new with your work, but I do feel like that's going to be more of your focus, and where your energy is going. And if that's kind of like where you want it to go, like just let that happen. I don't feel anything like super strong in the relationship part of your life. I feel, did you just get out of one, or is there like kind of like in a breakup or like in the outs with something?
Well, there was a situationship-esque of last year that kind of made me take a step back from dating. Okay. So the last handful of months, I've just taken a step back completely from all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, because when I'm tuning in with you, that feels like there's nothing like, as in like there's something going on right now, or
nope.
You just met someone, or something's kind of snow. It's, I don't feel, it feels very open. So mm-hmm. like I feel you have this time and energy and this space. It's like really good to focus on like you. I'm getting it's works kind of stuff. So yeah, not to say that you won't get in a relationship, but I don't feel like that's going to happen anytime soon.
Oh man, Mike, way to just dash yeah. my dreams.
No, but that's what you want though.
I know. No, and I have said that before. I feel like I've said it on the podcast that, I mean, I've spent because I'm 34. So I've spent the better half of however many years just always talking to someone, dating, going on dates, blah, blah, blah. And so going into this year, I was like, I just don't want that stress anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But I just don't want to wake up every day and be like, you know, have they texted me? When are we getting together? Like, mm-hmm. it was just consuming too much of my life. So I was like, I just want to take this year to just do me, like get up and go to the gym and spend time with my friends and do work stuff. And
yeah.
So,
and yeah. I feel you're right on track with that. Like, I feel like that's good. Like, you should stay doing that. I just for like, your mental health and your emotional well-being. It feels like there's just something draining about the relationship aspect where I feel like you're just going to be putting too much energy towards that and things are going to kind of slip off for you in other areas.
Okay.
So when I get that, it's also kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like kind of like, don't go there. Like
okay.
as in like, it probably won't work if that makes
yeah.
sense. So like, you're going to end up draining your energy if you decide to do that. So that's probably what your intuition's telling you. You don't feel a pull to do that or interested because there's something else kind of like that you should be focusing on. And so then people ignore that.
Yeah.
And they want to do something else. And then that's where they kind of get lost and stuff. So you're like right there.
Yeah.
Like you're really on your intuition, I feel like, because that's what you're doing. And that's
yeah.
what I'm reading from you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's funny you said that. Wow. All right. I don't know. Do you see anything else? I don't know. Any questions to ask? Do you have any medium people coming through? I don't know.
I don't feel anyone in spirit with you. And so like, I've also learned to like being a medium, people's needs are not always that. It's people have needs of their own personal life. So like, I've thought about like, well, I can do mediumship, you know, and do that. I should just devote all my time to that, you know, because that's like, that's the cool thing, or like, that's the, in the metaphysical world, like that's what's incredible. But like, it's really, it's like the psychic is also just as important. It's like equal, you know, like you see a lot of like mediums on TV and like, yeah, the work's focused on proving the afterlife or at least giving evidence of it in some way. But then there's not a lot to do with like psychic stuff with like people and like
mm-hmm.
we're living in this world. Like we do need guidance and direction and help and assistance. Like we can't do it by ourselves. I feel like that the psychic, there's a huge need for that. And I thought about not doing it, and I'm glad I didn't stop doing it, because like half of my readings are people like, I have questions about relationship. I have questions about my family, or should I move, or like what's going on with this? And I tune in the same kind of way, and then I'll get things, and then they're helpful.
Yeah.
And people are like, wow, that's what I needed. I needed to hear that. And
no, because I feel like that's a thing too, is we all in the back of our mind know what we should do. Like you said, it's the intuition thing, but sometimes it just takes someone else to say it for you to realize, like, oh, because, you know, I've questioned it. I mean, it's only, what, 3 months into the new year, and I've already questioned it a million times. Because, like, obviously I do want to find my person. So then I question, you know, like, should I put myself out there more? But then, I don't know. Then I'm just like, no, I feel like if it'll happen, it's gonna, like, I'm not saying no to possibilities that come my way, but I'm not out seeking it.
Right.
Yeah. I've questioned it a million times. So it was reassuring to know that I'm on the right path for what I'm meant to be doing right
now. Exactly. And that's the thing that I try telling people, like, you don't need a medium or a psychic. You don't need it. I mean, it's there if you're, like, really lost and you don't know what to do. But, like, we all deep down really know what we should be doing, and it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's like, takes courage and willingness, and you have to face fears, and no one wants to do that. But that's, it's so strange how that's set up, because that same fear and worries and anxieties, like, that you have to face are the only thing that's going to help you grow.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're not going to. And I feel like that's such a huge thing for people. So just trust your instincts, you know, trust where life's wanting to take you and go with it. Because if you don't, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah, seriously. And I feel like it's also social media, I'm sure, plays a role in that too, because you see people's highlight reels and you have, you know, I'm 34, like I said, so majority of my friends are married with kids. And so you see what other people's paths have been.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also have to sit back and be like, I would never be where I am with my career if I would have done that, because my career is a lot of hours and a lot of weekends. And, like, I've had to bust my balls to get here. So social media can just push people away from following their instincts because they're just wanting to do what everyone else is doing.
Social media will completely take you away from that. Completely distract you, completely drown out your inner voice. If you look on social media, like, I mean, most people, what they're putting on a pedestal is not anything to do with bettering yourself. It's all like flashing off, like, material stuff, or, like, you know, like you said, like, their marriages or their girlfriends or boyfriends in Dubai and, like, all this, like, fancy, like, things that they're really not that happy either.
Yeah.
But they perpetuate
the people who are flashing the more stuff are the people who are deeply broken inside, I feel like.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
And so, like, when people are lost and they don't know what to do, and then that's what they have to look at, because we're always on our phones all the time. Like, that's what's there. It's really bad. Like, really, really bad. So, like, if you want to get in touch with your intuition more, like, get off your phone, you know, like, put that thing away. Or at least don't formulate judgments or judge yourself based on what you're looking at. But that's a huge thing. I mean, when your own insecurities and fear blocks it out, but social media and, like, the world and what people put on a pedestal, like, where everyone's kind of motives are, like, it's totally wrong.
Well, and you're also worried about, well, and myself especially, because I have, like, a public job, is that you're always just so worried. I mean, my own insecurities, I'm always, like, so worried other people are going to see that, or other people are going to judge me for this and that. It's like, you just can't care about other people. It's hard, but you just got to let it go.
Yeah, I think it's very hard to find your voice through looking at other people's, like, what they're doing. And, and stuff like that. And that can be a huge trap.
Well, look at us. We're just given so much wisdom today. We're changing lives.
Yeah, right.
Well, that was awesome, Mike. I really enjoyed that. I hope you had fun as well. And I hope a lot of people go to your website and go to your social media, because you are on Instagram and you post different videos and stuff on there. So do you want to plug that as well?
Yes, on Instagram, I think it's Mike Pazorski Medium. And then Facebook, I have it's Spiritual Medium MP.
Okay.
And then I also have, like, a regular personal account, just Mike Pazorski. That's, like, where most of my stuff is. But TikTok too, Medium Mike Pazorski. I just post videos. A lot of it's, like, very informational, just questions that people have. I don't post a lot of, like, my readings, but there's videos in there that can be helpful to anyone listening. So
awesome. Well, yeah, everyone go and follow along. I need to go figure out what my next step is, what's coming my way in the next couple of months. Am I getting a new job? I don't know. Stay tuned. Bye.